Welcome to the...
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School for Lady Bulldog Softball Senior Night. Tonight, Jade Walker and Monica Cisneros were just honored prior to the 13-8 Lady Bulldogs and third-year head coach Homer Daly getting set to host head coach Kyla Creasy and the 15-8 Westmoreland Lady Eagles for a rematch from last week. The Lady Eagles have traveled east along Highway 52 to Salina and looking to take two in a row from the Lady Dogs, but the Clay County girls are still thinking about what could have been, and they're primed to get revenge for their one-run, seventh-inning loss at Westmoreland just a few days ago. Find out if the Lady Dogs can get redemption against the Lady Eagle team fresh off a Class 2A state tournament run as we bring you a night of top-notch high school softball here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL, helps you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's sixth night of live Clay County spring sports coverage in our third broadcast, the Lady Bulldog softball. We're back here in the softball press box looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to continue our coverage of the Lady Dogs on the diamond. But like last night, we're a bit lost without one of our anchors of this crew as Doug Strong continues to mourn the loss of his mother, Hazel. Our thoughts and prayers again continue to go out to Doug and his family during their time of loss. But we all know he would be fired up for this one tonight, and in honor of him, that's the way we're going to roll here on the Horizon Sports Network. And we've got a guy who's always fired up for some Lady Bulldog softball, just like Doug would normally be, our resident icon of the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
Easy to get fired up when you got a matchup like this, isn't it? This is two of the top softball teams in the area, and they're getting together. They had a great meeting the first time. We'll talk about that later. But this is one that you, if you are a fan, you circle it on the calendar. You think, I want to see that one when Westmoreland comes to town. And it's, we're happy to be here tonight, and I think it's going to be another good one.
Yeah, and like I said in the opener, Craig, you know, this Clay County team had Westmoreland on the ropes the other night. Just couldn't quite close the deal. We talked about it. Two outs with a two-run lead in the bottom of the seventh inning, and then Westmoreland rallied for the one-run win. So, again, I think the Lady Dogs are looking for redemption. It would be a huge win for Clay County, the single-A team, to upset the double-A team that went to the spring fling last year.
Oh, yeah, this is a good double-A softball team. They're in the same district as the defending state champion, the Liberty Creek. And Liberty Creek, and talking to people down there from Westmoreland, they say they've got everybody back, and they're just as good as they were last year. So they're going to be a tough one to beat. This team went to the second round of the state tournament a year ago, so they've got some quality wins under their belt to be able to do that. And they're a lot like Clay County is. They're kind of in the same district with that state champion. They're trying to battle through that. So you're always trying to upset them, it seems like, but you're always working hard to try to get better. That's kind of what both these teams are doing. That's how you get better, by playing teams like this. And I know we say it all the time, but that's what you got to do. You got to go schedule good teams, and that's what Coach Homer Daly has done. And your team has fun when you play games like this. When they go out there and they know that that's a quality opponent sitting across there, they know they're going to have to give everything they've got, and that's what they do. And I expect nothing less than that tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it would be even sweeter here on Senior Night as, Jade Walker and Monica Cisneros were just honored, the two lone seniors. So it would be a sweet victory over the Lady Eagles if Clay County can pull it off. But we wouldn't be here getting ready to witness it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We thank each and every one of them, and especially Clay Power Sports for being our presenting sponsor this year. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we'll pick one up each week to keep up with these spring sports teams and everything about Clay County. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment, so stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. The story talked about how, like the Bulldogs, the Lady Dogs are also headed down the home stretch of their regular season in the coming days, with tonight's game, one at Red Bowling Springs, which is now moved to Monday, and their home finale Tuesday with Cookeville being the only three they have left prior to the District 7A tournament, where they'll enter as the number two seed. Clay County's beaten everyone in the league outside of the top seed, Gordsville, so far to get to 5-2, and they've come into tonight 13-8 overall after dropping three tough ones.
6-2.
Are they 6-2?
Yeah.
In the league?
Yeah, that's why they don't
win. Well, they still got Red Bull in the play.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. So, but anyway.
Sorry about
close.
That.
Ain't no problem. They dropped three tough ones to solid higher classification teams, and then they won their last trio of games consecutively. The losses came to Macon County by a score of 5-7, Westmoreland by a score of 3-4, and Trousdale County by a score of 4-7, before they got on the hot streak they're on by dominating tournament play up in Kentucky and blowing out Pickett County Tuesday night. Junior Baylor Walden pitched a total of 11 strikeouts. Sophomore Halen Garrison went 3-4 to play, and the Lady Dogs totaled 8 hits in the Lady Dogs' one-run loss to Westmoreland. Garrison, junior Reagan Cherry, and freshman Annalise Daly, then all three had solid 3-4 nights at the plate in the Trousdale County defeat, where Walden added another pair of hits. We're going to break for the national anthem here and be back to continue in just a moment.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. We're in the middle of the Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. We just talked about Clay County's three losses and their first win up in Kentucky, and then we'll get into their second win in Albany, where Baylor Walden also hit a home run as part of a 2-for-4 RBI night in her first outing up there. I'm sorry, this is the first game in Kentucky, where she went the distance in the circle for the 7-0 win over Russell County. Cherry again hit the ball well, went 3-for-4 in the box. Freshman Riley Baxter was a perfect 3-for-3, and senior Jade Walker also had a pair of hits. In the Lady Dogs 7-0 shutout of Nelson County, Kentucky, Baxter was dominant in the circle. She pitched 12 strikeouts, allowed one walk, and only gave up one run on one hit. Baxter and Walden both had two hits in the win, while Walker was a perfect 3-for-3 at the plate. Baxter then threw a no-hitter against Pickett County with 8 Ks, and Cherry, Walden, Walker, Baxter, And junior Irma Wicks and freshman Lila Birdwell all had hits in that shutout. And coming into tonight, Walden, we heard her name a lot in that summer, is leading her team in batting average at 433 and home runs with three, while Cherry had the most hits with 29, and Walker is the RBI leader with 20. So Lady Dogs, Craig, you know, they hit a little stretch there where they just couldn't quite close the deal. There were close losses, three in a row, and then they turned around and they've won the last three.
Yeah, that's a good response. You know, you losing tough games, you can do one or two things. You can either kind of drop your head and let it happen, or you can just bow up and kind of fight through it, and that's what they did. They just bowed up, and they won the next three, and that shows you a mark of a good team when you can be able to take a loss and come back from it and come back and put together some wins against some pretty good quality teams up there. So that's a good response to those losses.
Yeah, I totally agree. Looks like we're getting ready to get started. This is a quick start here. Welcome. We'll just roll right into are they going to start right now?
It's ready to go.
Well, we'll have to pick up the District 7 update in just a minute. What about the keys to the game? It's time for them. Brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Craig, break it down for us real quick.
Keys, I think, going to be the pitching. I think whichever pitcher can come out and dominate, that's going to be the key. And of course, if the pitcher's not dominating, that leaves the hitting on the other side. So somebody's going to be giving up hits, and you just hope it's Westmoreland instead of Clay County tonight.
I totally agree. That's been the Keys game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Again, we'll work in that District 7A update and the starting lineup, Craig, when we can.
Yes, we will. It's the first pitch from Baylor Walden. That's going to be taken for strike one by Braylon Walker, the leadoff batter for Westmoreland. The Subway starting lineups for tonight's game brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. In the circle, it is Baylor Walden for the Lady Bulldogs. Catching tonight is Halen Garrison, as the 0-1 pitch going to be fouled off for strike two. At first base for Clay County is Riley Baxter. At second base is Jade Walker. At shortstop is Lila Birdwell. And at third base is Annalise Daly. Around the outfield and left field is Emma Wicks. In center field is Jenna Thompson. And in right field is Reagan Cherry. The batting order for Westmoreland, Braylon Walker leading off. Amaya Caldwell, as that's called strike three there, as Baylor Walden gets off to a quick start with the looking strikeout. Amaya Caldwell bats second. Gigi Hale third. Miley Johnson fourth. Ellery Perdue fifth. Ayla Perdue sixth. Batting seventh, Kenley Holman. Batting eighth, Laney Parkhurst. And batting ninth, Delora Vega. The Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway as Baylor Walden. That pitch, the first ball she has thrown tonight, and it's 1-0 to Amaya Caldwell. I've got my part caught up. Now it's up to you.
Hey, that was impressive. Man. That's what you call multitasking, Craig. I knew you could handle it.
I don't remember who it was, but back in the day with that speedy talking guy on the TV, I thought about trying that, but I probably couldn't have done it. 1-1 here to Caldwell, the catcher for Westmoreland. That one bounces in for ball two.
And a good start for Baylor Walden. That's what you want as a pitcher, to kind of get off to that good start. And, you know, again, I think this is one that Clay County and Walden wants.
They were intense over there in the dugout. You can tell when it's a big game is the 2-1 pitch from Walden. Did she go? She did not. That's going to be ball three to Caldwell. But you can kind of get a feel when they know it's a big game. Players know when the situation's a little bit bigger. It's not district. It's not a game for seeding or anything, but it's a big team coming in. They'd love to knock them off here tonight. 3-1 delivery, swing and a miss for strike two to take the count full now to Amaya Caldwell, as that little running, swinging type bunt almost swing and just couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. You know, you don't see it really in any other place.
No.
But fast pitch softball.
There's the slap bunt again, trying to just play it down the third base line. Where down there, Daly's got to be ready there at third base for Clay County. It's an art, too. It's not easy to do. Walden, full count pitch coming up to Caldwell. This one popped in the air into the net to keep the count full at 3-2.
We'll remind everybody, we've got a good crowd filtering in on an early start. Well, it's not even 5:30 yet, and that's when the game was supposed to start. But If you can, share this broadcast for us. Let everybody know we've got a good softball game going to be played out in front of us. And if you do, comment and say you did so.
3-2 pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate. Got her looking. Little punch out there with the point from Baylor Walden after the strike to Halen Garrison. That's looking for strike three and out number two. Caught him looking for the first two batters she's faced for Westmoreland.
Yeah, again, a great start for Baylor Walden. And everybody needs to see it. So share this broadcast. Have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. If you do so, comment that you did so I'll know who to enter in that drawing. And our last winner from our last broadcast was Miss Courtney Cross Cherry. Had several people share the broadcast. I think we had about 16 different people share it, and she got picked.
Thank everybody very much for doing that. This one hitting the air on the right side. Walker coming in, Baxter going out. Walker going to call her off, and that's a senior calling off a freshman there to get the pop up. But it's three up, three down for Westmoreland as they go in order in the top of the first. Lady Dogs coming up to bat right after this.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs! Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're headed to the bottom of the first inning. Baylor Walden retires the side in the top of the first for Clay County, and we're scoreless here in a good one we've got going on in front of us. While we have the chance, we'll quickly do the District 7A update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Basically a preview of the District 7A tournament coming up. Gordesville, of course, the top seed. They finished 8-0 in the league. They'll host the play-in game winner, who will play, and they'll play, I think, just like the baseball tournament is the way they're going to play it out, even though the meeting hasn't been set, so we don't know a final schedule. But basically, Gordesville will play in the nightcap next Thursday, host the play-in game winner, which we still don't know who that is either. We don't know who number 3 and 4 at this time, as Red Bull and Springs and Clark Range may have to go down to a coin toss. Clay County has locked in that second seed, but they don't know who they play. They got Red Bull and Springs coming up here Monday, and that'll put, if they beat Red Bull and Springs, it'll put them and Clark Range in a 4-4 tie. They would have all lost to Gordesville and Piggott County. Gordesville and Clay County, they would have both beaten Piggott County, and they would have split with each other. So Clark Range and Red Bull and Springs battling it out for that number 3 and 4 spot. Of course, whoever wins the coin toss would play Clay County, and then whoever loses, we'll be in the play-in game against Piggott County. We'll talk about it more here. We've got a batter up, though.
Reagan Cherry leading off for Clay County, the right fielder with all the speed in the world, batting that left-handed batter's box as she'll be up, followed by Baylor Walden and Jade Walker due up here in the bottom of the first. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one. He's got a pretty wide strike zone to that side, especially. As in the circle is Braylon Walker for Westmoreland. The catcher is Amaya Caldwell. 2-1 now to Cherry. Swing and miss there on that slap bunt attempt by Cherry.
Yeah, so like we were talking about it, Clay County beats Red Bull Springs. A coin toss will determine the number 3 seed. If Red Bull Springs beats Clay County, then they will be the 3. The meeting not till tomorrow night, but we, you know, expect the tournament to go kind of like the baseball tournament. And it'll start with Friday. After that, the semifinals on Thursday, and then Friday, the loser bracket game at 4:30. Winner's bracket game will follow at 6:30.
Cherry grounds one to shortstop. Shortstop up with it. Oh, no chance. How many times do you see somebody beat one out by 3 steps going into the infield as Cherry just scooting down the first baseline and no chance on the throw by the shortstop Emily Mason, an infield hit for Reagan Cherry.
You know, we've talked about her speed. She leads the team in stolen bases, of course, by a wide margin. She's got 25 on the season. The only closest player is Lila Burble with 10. So the speed kills, as they say.
Yeah, she's going to be going, you know, too, as the first pitch to Baylor Walden. The runner goes, throw down to second base. Pretty good throw, but it's short, and it's going to be a stolen base for Reagan Cherry as when she's on, it's trouble for the infield because the, you know she's going. The pitch was a ball to Walden, where it's 1-0 now to Baylor. Runner in scoring position for the junior with a chance to get a run on the board early for Clay County. Walden hits this one high in the air, though, in the infield. Shortstop going to settle under it, and making the catch is Emily Mason for out number one here in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, Baylor Walden just getting under that one just a hair. Had a good cut at it for sure. Again, Jake, let's wrap up this District 7A update. Again, Gordsville, the top seed. They will play the winner of the play-in game, which will either be Piggott County versus Clark Ranger, Red Bull and Springs. Then Clay County will play the either Red Bulling Springs or Clark Range, and another one in there, Craig.
Tough spot. Center fielder, a little late start on it, but able to come in and make the catch is Laney Parkhurst out there in center field to get back-to-back outs now for Westmoreland as the fly out to center field for out number two.
We'll talk about it more throughout the broadcast. The Girls District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offers you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
First pitch to Thompson is going to be high and inside for ball one to take the count 1-0.
Pretty bad when you're finishing up the pregame show in the bottom of the first inning.
That's with two outs. Braylon Walker trying to get out of this little jam. That one's fouled off the fist of Thompson into the net for strike one. Go around the infield for Westmoreland. Miley Johnson is at first base. At second base is Ellery Perdue. At shortstop is Emily Mason. And at third base is Kinley Holman for the Lady Eagles. We'll get the outfield after this pitch to Thompson. As it's going to be hit on the left side. Third baseman up with it. Throw to first in time on a good play there by Holman. She'll throw across the diamond to Miley Johnson. It'll go 5-3 for out number three. So Westmoreland gives up a hit to the leadoff batter, Cherry, but then retires the next three. We're through one complete. No score here in Salina.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're into the top of the second inning. No score here between Westmoreland and Clay County on a really good softball matchup that we're looking forward to calling here, Craig.
Yeah, Miley Johnson leading off this top of the second inning. She's already behind 0-2 on a couple of fastballs from Baylor Walden. That one bounces in. Good job by Garrison blocking at the plate, even though no one's on. Ellery Perdue and Ayla Perdue due up in the inning for Westmoreland. You can just tell these two pretty good teams out there right now for both these respective schools. 1-2 pitch misses high and away for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
Yeah, of course, Walden starting this one out with two straight strikeouts and getting the pop out to end the first inning, and looking forward to seeing her kind of dig in here tonight.
That one fouled off at the plate to keep the count 2-2. Well, you know, they talked about rain all week this week. Watch me say it and pop up in the fourth inning and kind of blow everything up. But last night, the baseball game, perfect night. Tonight, I think, is even better. This doesn't seem as hot as it did last night. And of course, we're not looking at the sun either. This one hit the right field. Reagan Cherry going back. That one's going to be at the base of the wall. That's going to be a hit for Johnson as she hits one hard to right field, as Cherry had no chance, and Johnson just went with the pitch and just took it to right field and gets the first hit of the night for Westmoreland.
Yeah, a little pop in her bat, too. She got it over the top of Cherry. I wasn't so sure that one wasn't going to go 200 for a minute.
It's 195 down the line in right field. She hit it every bit of 190, didn't she?
She did.
Ellery Perdue, the batter now for Westmoreland, facing Walden for the first time. That's just low for ball one.
Go ahead.
195 down the right field line, dead center field, 225 down the left field line, 205. So a pretty symmetrical ballpark here at Clay County.
Yeah, and we've talked about it over and over. Just a beautiful venue. The work that goes into this is quite a bit. You can just tell. I mean, this is fine-tuned, as they say.
It is, and we got done at the baseball game last night, and you saw a bunch of baseball boys running past the press box underneath. This is a 1-1 pitch. Going to be low for ball two to take the count 2-1. I'm thinking, what's going on? You know, they're going over there to have a little fun. Now, Coach Daly had them over there pulling the tarp out over the field. they helping the softball team out a little bit. So this field is great. I mean, it's perfect right now. Swing and a miss on a big cut by Ellery Perdue for strike two to even the count at 2-2.
See Walden kind of getting that swagger a little bit after giving up the hit and bearing down here, Craig.
Yeah, that's the thing. She likes a challenge, Baylor does, is the 2-2 pitch. That one just stays high on her to take the count 3-2. Now to Ellery Perdue, followed by Ayla Perdue, the designated player. She bats for the shortstop, Emily Mason, for Westmoreland. This one hit on the right side and foul ground. Can Cherry get to it? She can't. That's going to be down in foul ground. Keep the count full at 3-2, but a great effort there by Reagan Cherry.
You know, speed comes to play, not just on the base pass for her.
No, most people wouldn't have gotten close. She was a couple of steps from that one. She's going to scoot over a little bit toward the line now. With Ellery Perdue hitting, Jenna Thompson out in center field, played a little to the left side. That misses high for ball four to put runners at first and second now for Ayla Perdue. So the infield will probably scoot in a little bit now with the runners at first and second.
Yeah, Walden in a little early trouble here with the walk and the hit, the leadoff hit here in the top of the second inning. We're still scoreless. No outs, though, for Clay County.
Nobody out top of the second inning. Perdue squares the bunt, offers at it, can't connect, and it's strike one to Ayla Perdue.
And again, folks, if you're sharing this broadcast for us, let everybody know we're on the air with Clay County and Westmoreland softball. If you do so, comment that you did have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Ayla Perdue scoots way up in the batter's box. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Our winner from last night's baseball broadcast, Courtney Cherry. So, Courtney, all you have to do is send us an email to info@delhollowhorizon.com to claim your free subscription.
1-1 pitch from Walden, swing and a miss, as she may have swung it one out of the zone that time, chased one little golf-type swing that time to take the count 1-2.
Again, we had a lot of participation. Robin Kerr, Cindy Cherry, Teresa Thompson, Tara Bowles, Lois Turner, Tamika Garrison, Becca Donaldson, Lisa Daly, several involved on the share, and Courtney Cherry got picked out.
That one just misses for ball two, and we really appreciate that.
We
that
do.
Gets the word out because everybody's got a different friend group that's going to see that when they send that out, and we really appreciate that helping us grow because, like you said, you all been doing this 9 years now. I've been with you a couple of years, and just this is a station that's growing a lot. Swinging strike there, the throw down to Walker at second base. That was pretty close. as Garrison comes up throwing, but the strikeout going to get out number one here in the second inning.
Yeah, it does, and we talked about it. Spring sports is one of those things. Everybody's busy at 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. So, everybody out there, let everybody know we're broadcasting softball here at Clay County High School.
Kenley Holman, the batter now for Westmoreland, squares the bunt, bunts it foul for strike one. Yeah, but just go out on the back deck, get you a cold iced tea, and kick back and watch a little softball. Or just listen as you're riding down the road or something. Hands free, of course.
Sure.
Holman, the third baseman for Westmoreland, she bunts this one foul. That one just behind the plate as Garrison there to it quickly, and the count goes 0-2.
We talked about these are two teams that, got pretty impressive winning records. They do have some losses, but it's about the schedules and the leagues they play in, Craig. So we expect a good one here tonight.
Yeah, the 0-2 pitch to Holman, swinging strike there for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Baylor Walden to get two outs now, and it'll be Laney Parkhurst coming up to bat with two on and two out here in the top of the second inning. And it will be a runner at first and second.
You know, we talked about Walden being in a little trouble. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Back-to-back strikeouts after getting two on base here. She's starting to dial it in, Craig.
Yeah, she's working her way out of it right now, trying to get out of the situation that the first two batters put this defense in. We talk about it so many times as the 1-0 pitch swing strike there for strike one, how young this team is in the starting lineup. You got Baylor Walden, a junior. You've got Jade Walker, a senior at second base. The rest of the base players, all freshmen. Haylen Garrison, what, a sophomore?
She is.
So that's very young, too. Swing strike there for strike two to take the count 1-2.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, a bright future for this team. Also, you know, we're looking for them to make a good deep postseason run again this season like they did last year. But just the two seniors. And
that's call strike three. Connor looking at the numbers as Laney Parkhurst will be the third victim of a caught-looking strikeout. So Westmoreland gets a hit. They get a walk. They strand a couple of runners. We're through 1.5. No score here at Clay County High School.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. It's the time of the year to go down below the Cumberland River Bridge and visit Clay Power Sports for all your boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicle side-by-side needs, Craig. They've got it all down there. Scoreless ball game here headed into the bottom of the second inning between Clay County and Westmoreland.
Annalise Daly leading off this second inning for the Lady Dogs as she looks at ball one. Take the count 1-0. Annalise Daly, Haylen Garrison, and Lila Birdwell due up for Clay County.
You talked about these young freshmen. They're not just out here. They're making an impact. Annalise Daly, she's got a top five average for the team at .393. Lila Birdwell, second at .406. So there's two freshmen really hitting the ball well.
Yeah, that's production when you get that from freshmen, and they're only going to get better. The 1-1 pitch. This one fouled over the Westmoreland dugout. for strike two to take the count one and two. You're only going to improve if you're a freshman, and that's what Coach Homer Daly's got to be looking forward to, is just seeing these players improve. The 1-2 pitch coming up. This one's going to be lined to second base. Second baseman up with it, throw to first in time. Route number one is scooping that one up, as Ellery Perdue making the throw to Miley Johnson. Goes 4-3 for out number one here in the second inning.
And that was just a really good pitch, off speed right there, and a great job by Daly getting a bat on it, really, because she was fooled to start with, Craig.
Yeah, Braylon Walker's done pretty well. She's retired four of the five she's faced after giving up a leadoff single to Reagan Cherry. I was just thinking there during the timeout, we've done a lot of these 6AA teams games this year, hadn't we? It seems like that's call strike one there to Garrison.
Yeah, and that's what happens. A Class A school, you know, just geographically, a lot of 2A schools around us.
Yep.
You know, basically our league's the only single-A schools near us. So we end up playing up automatically. But, again, you talked about it. Homer Daly and this team, they don't mind. Iron sharpens iron, and that's what they try to do.
Little off-speed pitch that time by Braylon Walker. First time she's thrown that, and the count goes 0-2 as Garrison going to scoot up her left foot on that chalk in the front of the batter's box, and the catcher sets up all the way outside behind the left-hand hitter's batting box, and that one misses that way for ball one to take it to 1-2. 1-2 pitch, little change up again. This one blooped into right field. Sure. That's going to drop for a hit. Gets behind the right fielder. Garrison quickly trying to hustle down to second base. Slides in under the throw. The shortstop can't control it. And Halen Garrison with a single. She'll stretch it into a double. That's probably going to be a solid double there, as it got behind the right fielder. But we know it's a hit, and we know Clay County's got a runner in scoring position for the second time tonight.
Yeah, Halen Garrison batting 328, also in their 20th hit of the season, Craig, and she's got speed too.
She does.
I know she plays catcher, but expect her to be at third pretty quick.
Lila Birdwell, the shortstop, the hitter now for Clay County. Birdwell swinging a miss on that high fastball for strike one to take the count to 0-1. Yeah, and she's pretty aware of the situation. When that one just got far enough away, she decided, I'm going. And she got down there. The throw was going to be close. I think she would have beat it anyway, but the shortstop couldn't hold on. Birdwell swing and a miss for strike two to take the count to 0-2.
We talked about Lila Birdwell earlier, second leading batter average-wise behind, of course, leader Baylor Walden. She's batting 406 for a freshman.
That's impressive. That one hit her.
I think it did.
Yep, it got her on the left forearm, and that's going to be hit by a pitch, and that's going to put a runner at first and second now for Clay County. That's one of those, if you're going to get a hit, that's not a bad way to do it. Just barely a little nick there. Dust that off, and you're ready to play.
And here's the third freshman starter batting above 300 as Riley Baxter comes to the plate. And she's really come on in the batter's box of late, it seems.
And she's become a pretty good 1-2 combination with Baylor Walden in the circle, as Baxter, that fastball inside, swing and a miss for strike one to Baxter. You got to give Braylon Walker a little credit. She gets ahead in the count, doesn't she? The hitters always seem to be battling back against Walker.
Yeah, she's really crafty out there for sure.
0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two to take the count to 0-2. One away here in the bottom of the second inning. No score between Clay County and Westmoreland.
Walker just challenging Baxter right there. Kind of a meatball situation, a little off speed to it, and it had her fooled.
This one hit well to left field. Left fielder moving to her right, makes the catch, hit right at her, as the left fielder with a pretty easy play for her out there, as Gigi Hale will make the catch for out number two here in the second inning. And that'll bring Emma Wicks to the plate now for Clay County.
Just a hard hit ball by Riley Baxter right there. Just went to the wrong place, right at the left fielder. Otherwise, probably scoring Haley Garrison.
Yeah, just a couple of steps is all Hale had to take out there in left field. And now Wicks in that left-handed batter's box, facing Walker, squares to bunt, lays down a good one. Third baseman up with it, going to be a close play. Did she get her? No, she did not. Safe at first base, as Wicks will beat it out, and the base is loaded for Reagan Jarrett.
It's a great job by Emma Wicks right there. You said it. It's a good one. About as good as you could do it, laying it down through there, and then the speed to get down the first baseline and bring up your hit leader in Reagan Cherry. Make contact. Get one across the plate here, Craig.
Base is loaded. Chance for some damage here for the Lady Dogs. Cherry will take that one for ball one. Going back to last night, I just have to say it's a good thing the field umpire is not the same one that was over at the baseball field last night. There ain't no way that went Clay County's way.
That's exactly right.
Because that's bang, bang there, and Wicks just beat it out. 1-0 pitch. That one's on the outside part of the plate for call strike one. The count evens up at 1-1. That's probably what Coach Devin Brown's saying if he's watching. Why didn't I get one of those? Like?
Yeah, one of six or seven would have been all right.
Exactly. 1-1 delivery from Walker. That one misses high for ball two. There's nowhere to put Cherry. Now, and you've got Baylor Walden on deck. So if Cherry can reach, they could have a big inning right here. 2-1 to Reagan Cherry. That one misses away for ball three. 3-1 now to the right fielder. Three-one pitch. This one hit down the third base line, but foul and out of play to take the count full at 3-2.
Well, that was almost trouble, as you like to describe it, Craig. I just like what, maybe half a foot?
Yeah, it almost bounced over the corner of the bag as Halen Garrison on the chalk had to jump out of the way. And the payoff pitch coming here in the second inning. Bases loaded, 3-2 count, two outs. Braylon Walker to the plate to Cherry and a swinging strike for strike three. And Walker with a good pitch there on the little off speed to get the strikeout. She gives up a hit, hits a batter, gives up two hits, but gets out of it, and we're through two complete. No score here in Clay County.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. No score here. Headed into the top of the third inning, and here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Been a good one so far. Baylor Walden in command on the mound. She's got five strikeouts in the first six outs of this ball game, and also Walker for Westmoreland pitching really well. Clay County has gotten three hits now, but no runs across the plate. Just had a chance there in the bottom of the second. Bases loaded with two outs, and Reagan Cherry at the plate just couldn't get any home as Walker threw another K. So this has become a battle of the pitchers in the circle here. Clay County and Westmoreland scoreless in this one. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina with a membership. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL. We appreciate them and all of our sponsors, Craig. They allow us to be here on a beautiful spring afternoon for Clay County softball.
Yeah, this is perfect. You can't ask for more. The sun behind us, so we don't have to deal with that. Just a little breeze kicking up just a little bit, and just a perfect day, and we sure want to thank our sponsors. They support all Clay County athletics so much, and we appreciate them supporting the Horizon Sports Network, and just continue to do so, and we'll continue to bring these games to you as we move 9-1 and 2 batters up for Westmoreland. Alora Vega, followed by Braylon Walker and Amaya Caldwell for the Lady Eagles, as Baylor Walden, first pitch, going to be on the outside part of the plate for call strike one. We talked about it being a pitcher's game tonight, we thought, and nobody's blinked yet through the first two innings.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you said coming in. It come down to the girls slinging it out there in the circle, and they've been on display tonight.
That one just low for ball one. After she catches the outside part of the plate, Baylor tries to come back inside, but just low to even the count at 1-1. 1-1 delivery. This one fouled off at home plate to take the count to 1-2.
And their last battle, of course, we talked about it, a 3-4 loss for Clay County over in Westmoreland, and they had the lead going into the bottom of the seventh inning, so it's shaping up to be that type of game. You know, runs at a premium here tonight.
Oh, yeah, it could be, easily be a one-run game. Is that one the lost speed there from Baylor Wald and evens the count at 2-2? Baylor doesn't use that very much, does she? She'll mix it in every now and then, but she looks like she'll power most of the time.
Yes, she does. And honestly, we may have seen some of that off-speed stuff a little more already here tonight than we have in the past. But she brings the heat right there.
Yeah, there it is. That's that power we talked about. 6 strikeouts on 7 outs for Baylor Walden. Back to the top of the order now for Braylon Walker. As they've been through the batting order one time, and now they'll see Baylor Walden for the second time. Walden, this one hit down the third baseline, just foul and out of play for strike one. Almost caught by Annalise Daly over there at third base, who had a good jump on that one, but just out of her reach and foul ground.
Boy, dude, you got to be able to react on that hot corner, even with a left-handed batter, Greg. Great job by Daly.
Oh, yeah, they'll put some power on it down that third baseline on that slap bunt. 0-1 pitch. That one bounces in for ball one to even the count at 1-1 now to Walker. Walker looks at strike two there as Baylor Walden's been very consistent on that outside part of the plate, and it's a strike. You can see, I can't see much of home plate, but I can see that outside part, and that's just right on the outer edge of home plate, just perfect pitches. 1-2 pitch. This one, just a little bunt right down in front of home plate. No play there for Halen Garrison. That's one of those tricky ones that you need to question Doug Strong about, because when she bunted it, she dropped the bat. The ball hit the bat and stayed right there before Garrison could get to it.
Well, that's a double hit, isn't it?
You would think so.
Yeah, she kind of tapped it down and hit it in a way.
Yeah.
But infield single. For the Westmoreland pitcher.
Well, Braylon Walker has her first hit of the day, and now the catcher, Amaya Caldwell, will bat. She hits a little bunt down to Daly at third. Daly up quick with it quickly, but safe at first base is Amaya Caldwell scooting down the line. As that's just good speed right there. We talk about Reagan Cherry. Caldwell able to outrun a close play, and that's a great stretch over there at first base by Riley Baxter, trying to help out that throw. They're doing the splits there, trying to help out her third baseman.
Yeah, I don't know that you could do it any better with all four players, the pitch, the bunt, the fielding by Annalise Daly, and the throw over to first. You talked about the stretch, but bang, bang, play again.
Yeah, and that's just good defense, but just speed sometimes you can't overcome. 1-0 pitch here, fouled off into the net by Gigi Hale to even the count at 1-1. And on deck is Miley Johnson, who we talked about leading off the second inning. Hit one about 190 feet down the right side. Just bouncing very short of the fence over on the right side.
Yeah, Waldron already in this situation in the other inning and got herself out of it. Looking to do the same here. 2 on for Westmoreland.
That one fouled off at the plate for strike two to take the count 1-2 now to the left fielder. Walden, 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike three. Big strike out there to get out number two. And now, after that hit, you'd think Walden probably wants this matchup right here.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Craig, is what jumps out at me, this is almost like Westmoreland playing against a little bit of what we do against Gorsville. They're just trying to manufacture runs, put a bat on the ball, and she does it there.
That's a good hit up the middle. It's going to score a run. Thompson going to take the throw to third, diving in safely. There's going to be the base runner on an aggressive play by Maya Caldwell, but a hit right back up the box by Miley Johnson and an RBI to put Westmoreland on the board as she'll score Braylon Walker from second base, and it's 1-0. Westmoreland with the lead.
Well, we've seen it with the bunts, just trying to make contact here as the Lady Eagles do a good job to get one across the plate against Walden. And what I was trying to say is it's almost like they're treating Baylor Walden like Kaylee Plum at this point. They're having trouble really hitting her outside of Johnson and just trying to make contact and move base runners.
0-1 pitch fouled off into the glove of Garrison as Walden ahead 0-2. But Miley Johnson, a couple of good hits tonight for Westmoreland. And she scores the first run of the game. Little changeup fouled off there as Walden does go to that off speed. But Purdue able to foul it off at the plate. Miley Johnson, she got her first hit after staying in the box a while, but came up swinging at the first pitch the last time. 0-2 delivery fouled off of Garrison. That got her on the leg. That got her pretty good. May have got into the chest protector is where it got Halen. They're checking on her to see if she's all right, and that just came straight back into the chest protector.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things you get the breath knocked out of you pretty quickly. And, you know, our colleague Doug Strong, he talks about it. He's had plenty of time behind that plate down there. And I think you said the other night, you know, it always says it never hits you where the padding is.
Exactly. So. But very fortunate that time it did with Halen Garrison. But still, you get that shock and that thump right there above the heart. It's going to take you a minute to get your breath. You're coughing a little bit trying to get her breath back.
I believe she's going to shake it off.
Yeah, she'll hang in there. She's pretty tough, as Halen Garrison. I've learned that pretty quickly. Count 0-2 to Purdue. This one fouled over the Westmoreland bleachers and out of play to keep the count 0-2. Runners at first and third. Over at third base is Amaya Caldwell, and we saw that speed that she showed going to first base again, advancing to third base. Jenna Thompson has a good arm out in center field. Caldwell tested it, was able to get there, and put runners at the corners. 0-2 pitch from Walden. Got her looking. Called strike three. Purdue tried to put her knee into that one, it looked like, but the umpire says that's strike three and rings her up as for the second straight inning. Baylor Walden strikes out the side, but a couple of hits by Westmoreland, they're on the board, and Westmoreland leads 1-0 through 2.5.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Baylor Walden strikes out the side there in the top of the fifth inning, but she also gave up a couple of dinky infield singles, and then Johnson with her second hit of the night, this time an RBI single to score Westmoreland's first run here, Craig, as they take a 0-1 lead over Clay County.
And Baylor Walden leading off this third inning, and she's got a chance to get this team right back in it as she'll look at strike one there, though, as Braylon Walker has pitched pretty well. You look at Braylon Walker, she doesn't look like the one that would overpower you, and she doesn't really, but she's very accurate and always around the plate.
Yeah, she's been impressive so far.
0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two on that change up there, going off speed and taking the count to 0-2 to Walden.
Yeah, just daring Walden with that one right there, and had her fooled again, put it up in her eyes, Craig, and she couldn't lay off of it.
Set up way outside again. Walden looks at ball one as that one goes down the middle of the left-hand batter's box. That's a foot and a half outside right here to chase it. That's one that you'd think like a pitch out to kind of, and she's going to do that again. That one bounces in as the catcher sets up way outside. Came a little closer inside.
Again, Walden leading this team with a .433 batting average. She got 26 hits on the season. Looks like a dozen of them are extra base hits, including three home runs.
This one popped in the air and fouled around. First baseman giving chase at the fence. Can't get to it. It's a good effort there by Miley Johnson, but that one just a step away from the fence and will drop and foul ground to keep the count 2-2.
So that's why you see Walker really not offering her a whole lot.
Yeah. Even with nobody on, you can't give Baylor Walden something right down the middle because she is very good with the bat, just like she is in the circle. 2-2 pitch, change up stays high to take the count full at 3-2. Everything's been off speed. She's not given anything with any power for Walden to be able to work with. 3-2 pitch, little fastball there, call strike three. Walden thought it was ball four, but the umpire says no, and the strikeout by Braylon Walker will be her second of the night.
And the first pitch she's brought anywhere close to the plate, really, besides that off-speed changeup look. And that one had a little pace to it, right at the knees of Walden and inside a little bit and kind of froze her.
Yeah, it did. It's a pretty good pitch. Is Jade Walker the batter now for Clay County? Jade with a swinging strike there for strike one on that high fastball. And well, that's like we've talked about. That's one of those hard ones to lay off of. That's right around the eyes. Looks so good coming in, but so hard to hit up there when you have to change the arm motion.
Jade Walker, one of these two seniors being honored here tonight. But prior to this game, Walker alone with Monica Cisneros, and Walker having a good season too. 394, she got 26 hits on the season, leading the team in RBIs with 20.
And that little change up there takes the count 0-2. There's one way outside again, just trying to get him to chase something on 0-2.
Walker's crafty again. I've said that, and you've been bragging on her, too. She's kind of a pleasure to watch, and she's got these Lady Bulldog hitters guessing.
Yes, she is. 1-2 pitch. That one misses inside. Jade Walker has to duck out of the way to keep from getting beamed in the side of the head with one. The count evens up at 2-2.
Yeah, I forgot we had two Walkers. Yeah. The pitcher Walker, I should say.
Yeah. They've got 1-2 on the board. I thought it was 2-2. Jade Walker hits this one in the air to right field. Right fielder coming in now circles back out and makes the catch. On one the wind caught a little bit as Alora Vega will make the catch on the fly ball to right field for out number two here in the third inning.
Again, another one of those that Clay County's just missed, and that's what you get from the pitcher Walker from Westmoreland. You know, she's kind of keeping you guessing. You don't know if you need to be out in front, if you need to wait on the off speed or what, and it's getting these Clay County hitters kind of off time.
Jenna Thompson, the batter now for Clay County, as she'll step in to face Braylon Walker for the second time. Thompson hits this one to the right side, second baseman going out, right fielder going in, that'll drop, and Thompson has a little Texas League single to the right side. Second time they've dropped one in over there on the right side. That's, I think, what you're talking about is the Braylon Walker strength.
That's right.
She gets you to a point where you can't use your full swing, then even her fastball doesn't give you enough power to help you out, so it's all got to be generated by bat speed, so it's just tough to get a solid hit on her, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and Jenna Thompson just doing what she could right there to get that one to bloop in. That her 22nd hit on the season. She's also close to that 400 mark, 375 average on the season. So, you know, we're looking at I think about 8 players with 300 plus batting averages for Clay County.
That's not bad. Major leagues, they'd be making $50 million a year.
That's right.
That one fouled off into the net by Annalise Daly. The 0-1 pitch. This one grounded right back to the pitcher Walker. She'll field it cleanly, throws over to first base. So a 1-2-3 inning for the first time for Clay County as they go in order in the third. We're through three complete. It's Westmoreland 1, Clay County 0.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. It's a 1-0 game in favor of Westmoreland. Clay County, three or four hits in this one, but can't get a run across the plate. Westmoreland produced one in the top of the fifth to take this 1-0 to lead over Clay County. I want to talk about our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports, down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Tennessee. They are Del Hollis. One-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and much more. Huge fishing selection inside their retail store. Anything boating, audio, apparel, they got about anything you want. Everything for a houseboat, electrical, plumbing, water, all of the above, life jackets, tubes, everything you need to load up and go fishing or have a fun day this summer on Del Hollow Lake, Craig.
And if you don't know what you need, go down and ask them. They can help you out. They know what you need to be able to have a fun day on the lake because they sell to everybody and they know what everybody buys. So go down and ask them. They'll be happy to sit and talk with you, help you out, let you go look at things they're a nice bunch of folks down there. Go down there and talk to them and see what you might need.
And besides stuff inside the store, of course, a big boat dealership, all the major brands, pontoons, bass boats, wakeboard boats, all of the above at Clay Power Sports below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina.
6, 7, and 8 batters due up for Westmoreland. Zayla Perdue will foul that one into the net for strike one. I've got to go back to correct myself. I said Clay County went in order to the bottom of the third. Jenna Thompson did get the single but was stranded at first base, so Clay County has not went in order yet against Braylon Walker. They keep that streak going. The 0-1 pitch from Walden. A little changeup drops in for strike two, and you can see a little frustration in the body language of Ayla Perdue as she knows she was fooled on that one.
Yeah, and that's one of those, you know, right down the middle, again, just a meatball you ought to be able to crush, but you just can't do it.
Yep. You get so much in that focus of that fastball, and then all of a sudden here it comes. 0-2 pitch misses high and away for ball one. Halen Garrison, good to see her back out there, and that long stretch there to go get that one. That means that everything probably feeling pretty good after taking that one to the chest protector. Walden doesn't like the first signal. Now she's ready. The 1-2 delivery fouled off into the net to keep it at 1-2.
We talked about how well both of these pitchers are pitching, but different styles, for sure. Walden, wants to overpower you, and she can with that 60, mid-60-plus fastball, but she also comes back with off-speed. And then you got the craftiness of Walker for Westmoreland. So alternating styles for these two.
It really is. And now seeing them through the second time, you'd think as the 1-2 pitch just high for ball two to even the count at 2-2. You would almost think that the adjustments could be made more to Braylon Walker than to Baylor Walden because you can adjust to the slower pitches, you'd think, better than the power from Walden.
Well, it hasn't been proven yet.
No, has not. 2-2 delivery from Baylor. Swing and a miss for strike three for out number one here in the fourth inning. That's already strikeout number 9 in the game for Baylor Walden.
Is that 9 of 10 outs?
They've got 10 outs, 9 of them by way of strikeouts for Baylor Walden.
Yeah, and this is what you want to see out of the leader of this team. I know she's just a junior, but she's the one that kind of sets the tone in the circle for the Lady Bulldogs, and she's doing that here tonight.
Kinley Holman, the batter, and she swings at that fastball away and misses to go 0-1. Steps back in there to face Walden. The 0-1 pitch, a little change up there. Did it get there? It did not. Falls short, and the count evens up at 1-1.
Good job by Holman. She did lay off.
Yeah. That one a little bit short, though, I think was the problem, as Kyla Creasy, the head coach of Westmoreland down there in the third base box, her team 15-8 1-1 pitch. That one misses for ball two. Talked about the pregame, went to the state tournament last year and got into the second round. They're kind of like Clay County, got the defending state champion coming out of their district with Liberty Creek. Clay County got the two-time defending state champion coming out of their district with Gordonsville. So both these teams happen to battle some pretty good teams every year, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. So they've seen good competition on both sides, and I think you got good on good right here when it comes to the Lady Eagles and the Lady Bulldogs tonight. Of course, Lady Eagles at this point lead 1-0 in what has been a pitcher's battle.
That one catches the outside part of the plate for call, strike two to even the count at 2-2. 2-2 delivery. This one hit in the air and out of play over the press box to keep the count 2-2. You talked about Joe Burns finishes the state runner-up a year ago. That's who Clay County really has to battle. If they can't beat Gordonsville, they're going to have to get through Joe Burns, the state runner-up, to get to the sub-state or onto the state tournament. Watertown is the team that Westmoreland's going to have to beat, is what their coach was thinking, that the other team in the region that can be pretty good. So both these teams have got a second team they've got to battle that's pretty good.
Yeah, softball's pretty stout in this region, no matter the class, that's for
it
sure.
Is.
And you've always got three, maybe four solid teams in your region, and there's no doubt in Region 4A that Clay County is one of those three.
Foul ball there to stay alive by Kenley Holman, battling with Baylor Walden. Here is Holman. Just got a piece of that one to stay alive. One away, nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning.
And that's what's tough about it. You know, you got the state champion and the state runner-up, and you got to get through one of them to even to get there.
Yeah.
So if Clay County plays in another region, you know, you have to think.
This one hitting there on the right side, Cherry calls for it. Cherry will make the catch for out number two as Reagan will catch that pop-up for out number two. Yes, it's nothing easy, is it? You got to work through some really good teams.
Again, folks, if you're out there, we said it a couple of times. So we've got a really good game going between Clay County and Westmoreland, 1-0 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Share this broadcast for us. Just go down and hit the share button, comment that you did so.
Laney Parkhurst, the batter. We'll look at ball one there to get the at-bat started. Then the number nine hitter on deck, then back to the top of the order for Westmoreland. Clay County's got you up in the bottom of the inning. Is that strike one there called to even the count at 1-1. Halen Garrison, Lila Birdwell, and Riley Baxter, that freshman tandem in the infield, batting in order in the batting order. Actually, part of the infield with Garrison, the sophomore, swinging strike there. Take the count to 1-2. So you've got the catcher, the shortstop, and the first baseman hitting. Walden takes a look into the dugout before this pitch. Now checks the wristband. 1-2 pitch. Swinging strike there for strike three. Garrison doesn't hold it. She'll pick it up. Throws down to first to complete the strikeout. So two strikeouts in this inning. She's got 10 now in the game, and we're through 3.5. It is Westmoreland 1, Clay County 0.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down.
Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Still a one-run game in favor of Westmoreland as they lead Clay County here headed into the bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Dogs up to bat, Craig.
Yeah, that first pitch has been a strike most of the night, but that one misses inside to Halen Garrison. She'll take it to start the at-bat with a 1-0 count. Braylon Walker back out there. Changeup stays high for ball two to take the count 2-0.
Yeah, and a little uncharacteristic for what we've seen out of Walker. You talked about how she gets ahead of these batters. Now she's behind.
Yeah, and to the leadoff batter for Clay County. This one hit in the air on the right side. First baseman gives chase again. That one's going to drop for a foul ball. Second time one's hit right there, just about the same spot as the foul ball earlier. And Johnson, good effort, just can't get there as it's just out of her reach there near the fence. Garrison steps back in with the 2-1 count. This one hit to the shortstop. Shortstop up with it, throw to first in time as Mason had that one hit right to her. Flips across to Miley Johnson to get the leadoff batter. 6-3 here in inning number four for out number one.
Yeah, solid contact both times to the plate by Halen Garrison. Just couldn't quite stretch and run it there, and a good play by the shortstop.
Lila Birdwell now will bat for Clay County. She was hit by a pitch. Her first at-bat to be one of the Clay County base runners. Almost got her again. That's going to be strike one. I don't know about that strike zone because that almost hit Birdwell, and she's not in the batter in the strike zone with her arms. She grounded it pretty good, though. That one's high for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Braylon Walker gets the pitch sign. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there for strike two to take the count to 1-2.
Deadly off speed again by Walker right there. Had Birdwell fooled. She falls behind.
Yeah, she kind of lives and dies by that off speed stuff, does Braylon Walker. 1-2 pitch. That one misses away for ball two. That reminds you of the Red Bowling Springs pitcher from last year, doesn't it? Just the same kind of thought process in the way she attacks the batters.
Yeah, she really tries to set them up, you know, when she can. And, again, I've used the word crafty. I think that's what she is out there.
2-2 delivery. Catches the inside part of the plate for call strike three. Got her looking for out number two here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Riley Baxter, the batter for Clay County.
And Baxter kind of really the only hitter that has turned on Walker here. She pulled one to left field the last time, had some pace on it, just hit it dead at the fielder.
Yeah, just right at the left fielder. As this one to Baxter, that changeup stays high for ball one to Riley Baxter, the first base player for Clay County. She'll step back in. 1-0 pitch. That one misses inside for ball two. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Baxter trying to rally with two outs. That one misses low and inside for ball three, so I think that's the first time that Walker has went to a 3-0 count. I don't remember another one. That's call strike one there. He is pretty generous with that strike zone on that side of the plate.
Yeah, he likes the inside pitch for sure. As Baxter hung in there, I mean, it couldn't have been 3 inches from her.
That's a two-out walk given up there to Riley Baxter, though, and that'll put Emma Wicks on the plate, or at the plate for Clay County. Emma had a single back in the second inning, stranded at first base. And Reagan Cherry on deck. That one misses high for ball one to the Clay County left fielder.
got this good solid contact by Wicks here. Try to advance the one runner, Craig. You know, you'd be hard pressed to score from first with two outs at this point.
1-1 pitch. Wicks takes that one high for ball two. 2-0 is the count.
That's kind of what she did last time. Put the ball in play and then beat it out down the first base line.
Yeah, close play, but she had that speed to get her there. We'll step back in. 2-0 delivery, swinging strike there to take the count to 2-1 now.
Again, a one-run ball game. A pitcher's duel going on here between Walker and Walden. Runs are kind of at a premium, like we talked about.
That one catches the middle of the plate for call strike two to even the count at 2-2 on that off-speed pitch. Wicks wasn't expecting that with the 2-1 count, but Walker will drop those in there when they least expect them. 2-2 now as they set up way outside, and that one misses way outside to take the count full at 3-2. One thing about it, Braylon Walker's thrown a lot of pitches in this game.
Have to think Baxter will be aggressive here with a full count, try to get a good jump.
3-2 pitch. This one hit on the right side into the dugout. No, it does bounce out. That one, one of those that almost got in the Westmoreland dugout.
He couldn't pull it much farther than what she did.
No. Count stays 3-2. Three-two delivery, swinging strike for strike three. Big out there for Braylon Walker. Clay County gets a walk. They strand a runner. We're through four complete. Westmoreland 1, Clay County 0.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. It's a one-run ball game in favor of the Lady Eagles. We're heading into the top of the fifth inning here, and then the top of the third is where the Lady Eagles did their damage. Walker had an infield single followed by another by Caldwell, and then Johnson with her second hit of the ball game. This one an RBI single to put the Lady Eagles up 1-0, and then it was kind of go down in order from there as the Clay County was retired after getting a base runner in both of their innings. Just couldn't get it done. Nothing across the plate. We got a one-run game headed into the fifth. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more. So you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. I didn't say anything about these two pitchers, Craig. I know you have the numbers. Double-digit strikeouts for Baylor Walden. Not sure where Walker is.
Walker doesn't have a lot of strikeouts, but a lot of outs recorded on ground balls. And that's a call strike there to Alora Vega leading off this inning, as this is where that third inning started with Vega at the plate. They led off the third with the nine-hitter. She struck out, but then Braylon Walker came to life with her first hit. This one hit in the air on the left side. Wicks going to give chase into foul ground. Emma on the run will make the grab. Running catch by Emma Wicks. 6'8" feet in foul ground for out number one. Knowing where she's at, she knew she wasn't going to be close to the fence, able to get to that one and make the catch for out number one. Braylon Walker steps in again for Westmoreland. First pitch to Walker, check swing, but a strike called. Take the count 0-1. You asked about Walker's strikeout. She's got four on the night for Westmoreland to 10 for Baylor Walden. A one pitch here. That little change up catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. Wanted that slap bunt, and that one just took that completely out of any type of option. So it's the 0-2 pitch. That one just misses away for ball one. So that's the thing. It's the motion. If you can disguise it well enough and make it look like a fastball when it's not going to be one, that's the key to being able to throw that changeup. Popped up in there and foul ground. Daly can't get to it. It's going to drop and keep the count 1-2. So Braylon Walker able to make contact a couple of times. She's 1-for-2 on the day. Has scored the only run of the game. 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be a check swing strike. Call strike three for out number two. First strikeout of the inning. Strikeout number 11 on the game for Baylor Walden. Two up, two down, and now Maya Caldwell the batter. And this is a big out right here for Baylor Walden, as she'd love to get her and then not have any chance of anybody being on base for Miley Johnson. First pitch going to miss away for ball one. Now, Caldwell showed great speed to get an infield hit back in the third inning. 1-0 pitch. That one's outside for ball two.
Yeah, you know, both teams were some really impressive athletes. There's no doubt about it. Got the speed and really showing their talents.
2-0 pitch. This one grounded foul and out of play to take the count 2-1 now to Amaya Caldwell. Left-handed batter. I'll have to look. I think she throws right-handed from the catcher position. We'll check and see. 2-1 pitch. That one just misses for ball three. Must have been high because he's been pretty consistent with that strike on that side. That one was a little higher than the others have been. It's 3-1. 3-1 pitch. That one misses for ball four, so a runner is on with two outs.
Yeah, I think maybe just a second walk for Baylor Walden here tonight, and that one just kind of got away from her as she was facing Caldwell. Still two outs here, one-run ball game in favor of Westmoreland. Time for Walden to just get them in the dugout.
Gigi Hale stepping up to bat with the runner at first and two away. First pitch going to be fouled in the net for strike one. Hale is 0-for-2 on the night. She popped up to second base to Jade Walker, then struck out back in the third inning. A 1 pitch from Walden. A little changeup stays high that time to even the count at 1-1.
See if she doesn't bring the heat right here, Craig, to follow that changeup up.
1-1 pitch. Fastball grounded back to Walden, moving to her right. Bobbles it, picks it up, throws to first in time. No, they'll say safe. He called her out initially, but then says safe.
How? Why?
Must have been the foot came off the bag, but she's going to be on first base.
And you see Coach Homer Daly, he's going to want an answer on this one, I think. Umpire couldn't make up his mind, and Daly wanting an explanation.
Yeah, the initial signal was out. Now they're going to come to home plate and maybe appeal it here.
I guess Daly, as a coach, can request an appeal.
Yes. It'll be hard to overrule. No, it is out.
All right.
They did. And I thought clearly that stretch was able to get her, and it did, as Riley Baxter's shown a couple of times there that she's been able to help out that throw, and just that was huge right there to be able to do so. But
yeah,
that's
great job on all accounts there, the umpire and the referee getting together to make the right call. Good job by Coach Homer Daly to question it. And, again, great play by Clay County to get the out correct.
Yeah, that's out number three. We're through 4.5. It's Westmoreland 1, Clay County 0.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. It's a 1-0 ball game here as Westmoreland leads Clay County, headed into the bottom of the fifth inning. Bader Walden and Walker on the mound here in a pitcher's duel as Reagan Cherry tries to get on base there, but dribbles that one just foul, Craig. But what a game we've had here in front of us so far.
Been a good one, 1-0 game, but that bunt right there just a couple of inches, a couple of more grains of sand there on the chalk, and that would have stayed fair, and Reagan Cherry would have been on first base, but it just rolls foul to take the count 0-1.
I think she was on first when it rolled foul.
You're probably right. The 0-1 pitch. That one misses away for ball one. I think as the games went on, the strike zone has lessened a little bit.
Yeah, he's tightening it up a little bit. That was a call that Walker had kind of gotten most of the night.
Yeah. 1-1 to Reagan Cherry. Clay County top of the order here as Cherry hits this one foul toward the Clay County dugout, gets in there, and somebody made a great catch from the way they're celebrating down there in the dugout.
Yeah, Coach Daly warning them with the lookout over there, and it must have worked.
It must have worked. They don't yell like that if somebody doesn't catch it. So 1-2 pitch to Cherry. Change up. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike three.
Ooh.
She mixes that off speed in there and got Cherry looking. Reagan didn't think it was there, but the umpire says yes.
I'd have to agree with her on that one. We kind of saw that pitch twice in a row, and to me that was a little more outside than the ball was a while ago.
Yeah, I think so.
But you got Baylor Walden coming up here with one out. A little frustrated for her, I'm sure. She's looking for her first hit of the night, and no better time than now, Craig.
That one's low for ball one to get the at-bat started as Baylor steps out and takes a little swing there out of the batter's box. 1-0 to Walden. Baylor hits this one in the air in the infield. Mason at shortstop lost it. Set left fielder coming in, going to call her off, and Gigi Hale will make the catch on that pop-up just off the dirt into left center field, and Gigi Hale there to make the catch for out number two.
Again, credit Walker in the circle. Baylor Walden's doing everything she can to time these pitches just right, but she just missed at every at bat, and Walker just doing a good job with it.
Yeah, she just mixed him up well. And Jade Walker there with a swinging strike to take the count 0-1. And Braylon Walker's done a little scouting, too.
No doubt.
She's working Jade Walker to the upper part of the strike zone, where most of the other batters she'd work down to around the knees. That one misses for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Again, these two teams familiar. They played each other just a little over a week ago, and it was a 4-3 game at that point in favor of Westmoreland. Clay County looking for redemption here, trying to get revenge against a really good Lady Eagle team.
Swinging strike there for strike two. Yeah, 15-8 on the season is Westmoreland. Walker steps back in. That one misses away for ball two. One of two seniors on this roster for Coach Homer Daly and the Clay County Bulldogs.
Yeah, she and Monica Cisneros being honored prior to this ball game. You see the numbers, I think, on the screen, 15 and 28 right down here at the backstop in their honor as Walker goes down again.
Swinging strike there. She had four strikeouts coming into the inning. Gets two in this one. She's up to six now. We're through four and a half. We're through five complete. It is Westmoreland 1, Clay County 0.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs trail the Lady Eagles of Westmoreland 0-1, headed into the top of the sixth inning as the Lady Eagles are coming up to bat here. I want to talk a little bit more about our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports. Besides what we talked about earlier, they're also the region's leader in outboard engine sales at the moment. They're repowering a lot of people's boats. So if you're looking for a new outboard, go down and see Eli, Crystal, all the gang below the Cumberland River Bridge at Clay Power Sports. Also want to mention, throughout the week, they've been donating 50% of sales for all of their Clay Power Sports branded apparel, hats, shirts, sweatshirts, to young Evan Hayes, who's battling leukemia, the 14-year-old, and the community's really rallying behind Evan Hayes. They're having benefits this weekend down at Salina K-8. I think they're having a cakewalk and auction, a couple of maybe a horse ride on Sunday. Throughout the end of April and the first part of May, a lot of stuff going on. See your Delhalla Horizon for all those details and help out the young Evan Hayes.
Miley Johnson up to bat again as she fouls that one back for strike one. She's two for two on the day for Westmoreland. She got a single back in the second inning, was stranded at second base, single with an RBI in the third inning, stranded at first base. Nobody on here as she leads off this sixth inning. That one misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
You know, Baylor Walden knows she's perfect on the night too, Craig. And, you know, this is the batter she wants to get out.
Yeah, the 1-1 pitch coming up from Walden. This one going to be grounded foul on the left side to take the count to 1-2. Got her on the hands a little bit, just kind of keeping it away from the good part of the bat.
Yeah, really good pitch from Walden there. And she battles Johnson.
1-2 to Miley Johnson. Plays over at first base. 1-2 delivery. Little change up. Caught the inside part of the strike zone for call strike three. Baylor Walden going to the change up and got her looking.
Is that a dozen, Craig?
And that's a
dozen. She's in the double digits. 12 strikeouts already for the junior Baylor Walden here. As her team down by one run. She's trying to retire the side here in the top of the sixth inning.
That's a big step to it as Ellery Perdue will look at the off-speed pitch for ball one. Kind of slipped out of the hand of Walden just a little bit, I believe, there.
You said it, Craig. We thought it'd be a pitcher's duel coming into this one, and it has been.
It has been a 1-0 game through five and a half innings. Walden foul off at the plate by Perdue to even the count at 1-1. And both pitchers have pitched well. They've done what they've needed to do. Sometimes you just manufacture a run, and Westmoreland was able to. 1-1 pitch. That one's low for ball two to take the count 2-1. Pitch. Swinging strike there. Might have chased one out of the zone that time to even the count at 2-2.
Yeah, Walden trying to get her to do so, and she went, Craig, and she dove after that one.
Clay County, five hits on the night against Braylon Walker. Swinging strike there for strike three, strikeout number 13 on the night for Baylor Walden. So Raylan Walker's given up 5 hits. Baylor Walden has given up 3 hits on the night, a couple of walks given up by Walden. So both pitchers pitching pretty well.
Walden came in tonight with 63 strikeouts on the season. She's pitched really well here in her junior campaign. She also an earned run average under 4, which is pretty good at the softball level. I don't know how that translates to baseball, but you'd have to think it's pretty good at that point. And she's also pitched more than anybody here for the Lady Dogs. She got 60 innings before tonight.
That one misses for ball 2. I said 3 hits. She's given up 4 hits as Baylor Walden on the night. So 5-4 is the pitching matchup. 2 outs here in the top of the 6th inning. Ayla Perdue, the batter. 2-0 count to Perdue. This one hit on the right side. That's trouble. Cherry giving chase. Can't get to it. It'll be a hit for Ayla Perdue. Her first hit of the night. She struck out her last 2 at-bats, but lines that one into right field. And it'll drop for a 2-out single. And now Kenley Holman, the batter for Westmoreland.
Yeah, good piece of hitting by Perdue. They're taking it the opposite direction where Walden had it kind of high and outside where she wanted it. But the good pitch got hit.
Perdue fouls that one into the screen for strike 1.
We got back-to-back Perdues.
Huh? Yep, Ellery and Ayla. 2-20. So that's a that one misses away for ball 1. I'm sorry, this is Kenley Holman. The 2 Perdue's already batted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He threw me off a little bit. I was thinking, wait a minute. Numbers aren't matching up. This is a delayed call on the strike, but that's been there all night, and it's 1-2. To Kenley Holman.
Big moment here, I think, with 2 outs. Clay County coming up to bat here in the bottom of the 6th in this 1-run ball game. So 2 strikes. Here comes Baylor Walden.
Change up. Misses high for ball 2 to even the count at 2-2 now to Holman. Holman plays third base. Hasn't had a lot of work over there tonight against Braylon, with Braylon Walker in the circle. This one fouled off to keep the count at 2-2.
Now, Clay County has had trouble with Walker for sure. We've seen several pop outs, fly outs from Clay County, and 4 or 5 hits that really hadn't caused any harm yet as Clay County scoreless.
2-2 pitch from Walden. So did she check her swing? She did not. She went. That's strikeout number 3 in the inning. Strikeout number 14 on the game. We're through 5.5. It is Westmoreland 1, Clay County 0 as we move to the bottom of the 6th.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. It's 1-0 in favor of Westmoreland, headed into the bottom of the 6th. Clay County looking for a run here as they come up to bat, Craig. And, it's been a good one so far. Just not a whole lot of action in the batter's box because of these 2 really good pitchers.
They've just controlled the game. That's what we talked about to start with. Whoever can get the other one to make just a little mistake. And so far, a couple of hits by Westmoreland. Actually, they strung together 3 there in the 3rd inning. 3 and 4 at-bats, and that produced the only run so far in the game. We talked about Westmoreland able to come from behind in the bottom of the 7th in the first meeting. Clay County's going to have to come from behind either in the bottom of the 6th or the 7th and then hold Westmoreland in the top of the 7th as Jenna Thompson will step in to lead off this 6th inning.
Thompson's who you want here. She's got a really high on-base percentage, and she just makes things happen. And we've seen her so far this year in our broadcast, Craig, just making an impact.
Looks at that one inside for ball one. 1-0 pitch. That one misses way inside for ball two.
Batting 375 on the season. Got 21 hits of her own. And just, again, it makes things happen for Clay County.
She does. And the swinging strike there to take the count 2-1. One hit tonight for Jenna Thompson, and she's 1-for-2 on the night. A single in the third inning. She grounded out the third in the first inning. 2-1 pitch. That one fouled off at the plate. Caught the home plate umpire on the shin guard that time. The count evens up at 2-2. So think about it. You think you've got Braylon Walker a little rattled, but all of a sudden she gets back-to-back strikes and you're back in trouble.
Yeah, we talked about her in the last inning, you know, getting behind against batters. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just really impressive.
This one hit right on a line drive to Miley Johnson at first base. She'll backhand it on that line drive. A little frustration there on the face of Jenna Thompson as she hit that one hard, but right at Johnson at first for out number one.
Both teams have been solid in the field, too, making some really crucial defensive plays, and that was one of them.
Yeah, that was a great stab right there by Johnson. She can hit the ball. She can feel the position. And one out now in the bottom of the sixth. Annalise Daly takes one inside at the knees for ball one. On deck is Halen Garrison for the Lady Bulldogs. 1-0 pitch. Change up stays high for ball two. So, again, it's 2-0 to start the at-bat. That one misses inside for ball three. So, Walker way behind in the count now to Daly. Clay County just wants base runners. You'd think she's taking one, maybe two pitches here with the 3-0 count.
Yeah, I think so. And not because she's not a good hitter. We talked about her numbers already, but that's better than a hit at this point in the ball game. A base runner for Clay County with a walk.
That puts a runner at first. The tying run at first for Halen Garrison. Halen Garrison has had the only extra base hit of the night, and now Coach Kyla Creasy going to come out and talk to her pitcher. They may be going to make a change, and they are going to make a change here. So I wonder if Braylon Walker is their ace, as they're going to bring in the left fielder. Lainey Parkhurst will be the new pitcher while she warms up. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll have the new pitcher. We'll set the defense when we return to Clay County in just a moment.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're one out in to the bottom of the sixth inning. Westmoreland's making a pitching change, Craig, and you've got the lineup.
Yeah, pretty easy move defensively here as they just switch places to Braylon Walker and Lainey Parkhurst. Lainey Parkhurst coming into the circle to pitch. Braylon Walker moving out to center field, and Halen Garrison will be the first player to face Parkhurst, and the first pitch misses outside for ball one. And just in warm-ups, we can see that she's got a little more speed than Braylon Walker.
Yeah, she's popping the glove for sure. Of course, Garrison, already with that double in this ball game. You talked about it, Craig. This is who you want up at the plate.
Swinging strike there to even the count at 1-1. You look at them, though, Braylon Walker and Laney Parkhurst, about the same frame. They're not an intimidating pitcher out there, but that pitch sees the count even up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Little slow roller to the right side. That's going to be trouble. Second baseman up with it. Flip not in time as Garrison going to beat it out. The second baseman, Ellery Perdue, had to let the base runner, Annalise Daly, get by. That slowed her down just a little bit, and that allowed Garrison to reach on an infield single.
It's a great hustle by Haylen Garrison. We talked about her earlier and what she does behind the plate. Two hits here tonight and get Clay County started. They're in business, Craig. Runner in scoring position, one out here in the bottom of the sixth, and they just trail by 1-0.
And I don't know if it was intentional or not, but Annalise Daly was in the perfect spot at the perfect time to help that runner get on. Birdwell lays down the bunt right to the third baseman. She'll throw it over the head of the first baseman. One run will come in to score. They're going to send the second runner, Garrison, rounding third. She'll come in to take the lead for Clay County on the throwing error by the third baseman for Westmoreland. And it's going to be two unearned runs, and Clay County moves in front for the first time, 2-1.
Yeah, this is a huge play, and a good job by the third baseman, really timing that out. Knew it was coming in the bunt, made a good play, just a little high on the throw, and then the speed on the base pass by the Lady Bulldogs, Craig, and they lead by 1 now.
Garrison never hesitated, did she?
No, she didn't.
It was when the throw went, she was gone, and now the first pitch here going to be hit in the air by Baxter. It's going to be down the left field line. Left fielder going to make the catch. Tagging up at third is going to be Birdwell. She'll slide in head first just because she wants to give the Lady Dogs a two-run lead at 3-1.
What a rally by Clay County here. Baxter, we've seen her lift them all night long. That one didn't quite get to where she wanted it to go, but it didn't have to, Craig, as you had her tagging up here to score another run. Clay County up 3-1.
Three runs here in the bottom of the sixth, and that'll be Emma Wicks, the batter for Clay County. She squares the bunt, offers at it, and that'll be strike one. Or was it? No, they say she didn't offer, so it's ball one to Emma Wicks. 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Again, squares the bunt. That one's going to be called strike one as the lights come on here at Clay County High School, and that happened quick. You're used to warming up, but those things popped on. I thought it was lightning there for a second. Wicks batting in the left-handed batter's box. 1-1 pitch. Squares and bunts. Squares two bunt and looks at strike two.
Wicks has had a pretty good night here. Also, Craig stretched out the legs on an infield single and made some big plays in the outfield as well.
1-2 pitch. They set up way outside. They miss way outside. They even the count at 2-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two pitch. This one hit off the end of the bat, and it's going to roll foul to keep the count at 2-2.
What a rally by Clay County. All started with Annalise Daly walk, and then you got the pitch and change. Haylen Garrison with an infield single, and then just kind of put a little pressure on Westmoreland, and it paid off for them there as they score on the air.
Yeah, that throwing error, that they hadn't done that all night. This one hit down the right side, but pulled foul by Wick. She turned on that one. Count stays 2-2. Yeah, errors, they'll hurt you, and that's exactly what happened there. And a little insurance run by Clay County to move them up 3-1. Wicks. That one's low for ball two. That's ball three to take the count full at 3-2. Reagan Cherry standing on deck. She'd love to get another chance to hit in this game tonight. 3-2 pitch. This one hit hard down the right side, but in foul around. Well, Wicks has hit a couple of them hard and foul down the right side.
Yeah, she's got the right approach there. With the strokes, you could easily put one in play down that right field line.
Yeah, you straighten that out. That's extra bases for Wicks as Emma steps back in, taps home plate. 3-2 pitch. This one hit well to the right side. That's deep. The right fielder going back. She can't get to it. Wicks rounding first. She'll come into second standing up. They'll hold her there on a solid double. We talked about Johnson hitting one 190 feet. Emma Wicks just stroked one 190 feet.
Yeah, I thought that one had a chance there, Craig. I had to get down and kind of look at this elevation, and it just fell right at the base of the fence. Emma Wicks turning on it, Craig, with a two-out double.
Well, she did it a couple of times, and she straightened it out that time with a solid hit to right field. Now Reagan Cherry, the batter, she's got a chance to add to this total. Cherry looks at that one bouncing in for ball one to Reagan. Seven batters in this inning for Clay County as Reagan Cherry is number seven. I'd love to get Baylor Wald another at-bat. The 1-0 pitch. That one's called strike one to even the count at 1-1. That one gets away. It's rolling free. Wick's going to try to advance to third. She'll slide in safely on the error there, trying to get it back to the pitcher.
Yeah, just good heads-up base running. Good call by Coach Homer Daly there also, and a nice slide to get in there by Emma Wicks.
1-1 pitch coming up from Parkhurst, coming on in relief. 1-1 delivery. This one slapped to the left side. Shortstop up with it.
No chance.
Oh, no chance. No throw even as Reagan Cherry will score a run on the infield single with an RBI. She'll bring in Emma Wicks from third base, and Clay County's rolling right now as they score their fourth run of the inning. And now Baylor Walden will bat for Clay County.
Yeah, well, Reagan Cherry on. You have to think Walden may be a little patient here early and at least let Cherry get to second.
She's ripping, I think, the way they've seen this pitcher is, as Walden steps in. Parkhurst first pitch. She'll look at ball one. The throw down to second is going to be not out. They got her. That's a good throw right there by Maya Caldwell. The pitch was perfect to her to be able to come out of the stance throwing, and it'll be a caught stealing as it goes 2-6 for out number three. And you don't see that often, but Maya Caldwell with a strong throw gets – Clay gets Westmoreland out of the inning, but Clay County puts four on the board. Lady Bulldogs lead it 4-1 as Westmoreland down to the last three outs.
For you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car, we're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company. Proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County now up 4-1 after a bottom of the sixth rally by the Lady Dogs. They scored four runs, and Craig, they kind of got it going. Jenna Thompson lined out, but then after that, Daly walked. Garrison had an infield single. Lila Burble laid down a perfect bunt and scored two runs on the throwing error, just putting pressure on the Lady Eagles, and then after that, Emma Wicks ripping a double into right field, and then Cherry also scoring. Clay County up 4-1, three more outs to go to seal the victory against a top-notch 2A Westmoreland Lady Eagle team.
And Westmoreland down to their last three outs, and they brought in a pinch hitter as Presley Spears batting now. That's strike two as a swing strike by Spears to take the count to 0-2. She's hitting for Lainey Parkhurst, who came in relief of Braylon Walker in the circle, so Parkhurst gives up all four of the runs. One earned run in the inning, three of them as a result of the throwing error by Westmoreland. The 0-2 pitch from Walden, that one misses high for ball one. Presley Spears wearing number 3. I can't tell if Vega's still in. I think that's still her over there. 1-2 pitch from Parkhurst, or rather from Walden, misses outside. Take the count to 2-2. Laney Parkhurst, the new pitcher, is the 2-2 delivery. Swinging strike there for strike 3, and strikeout number 15 on the night for Baylor Walden. Out number 1 here at the top of the 7th.
Don't hear that number much when it comes to strikeouts. 15 for Walden. That deserves to be said again, and she's 2 away from getting a big win, a complete game win for Baylor Walden. 2 outs to go.
She's to a point where the most that she could have is 19 right now, and 15 of those strikeouts, the most outs that they would have, is that one foul back for strike 1. So 0-1 to Vega. That's just some gaudy numbers, 15 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. That one bounces in for ball 1 to even the count at 1-1. See, the other 4 outs that the Lady Bulldogs have gotten, Gigi Hale popped up to second base to end the first inning. It was, let's see, there was not another fielding out as we'll look at this pitch here, the 1-1 pitch. That one misses away for ball 2. The next fielding put out was in the 4th inning, out number 2 of the pop-up to right fielder Reagan Cherry. And then a fly out to left, rather a, it is a fly out to left field to start the 5th inning as the 2-1 pitch, that foul back to take the count 2-2. Fly out to left field to Emma Wicks, made that catch in foul ground. And a ground ball back to the pitcher by Gigi Hale in the 5th inning. And that's been it. That's the only 4 fielding outs by the Clay County defense. 2-2 pitch from Walden. That one is outside for ball 3 to take the count full to Baylor. 3-run lead, but you know that Clay County is not going to let up after Westmoreland was able to come back in the 7th over at their place.
Yeah, they definitely remember that.
That one fouled off by Vega and out of play. They did it with 2 outs.
Yeah, Clay County just exploding there in the bottom of the 6th for those 4 runs. And you knew they had it in them, Craig. Just kind of buying their time.
3-2 pitch here. Just misses for ball 4, so a 1-out walk given up by Walden will put a runner on first base for Braylon Walker. For Westmoreland, we're back to the top of the order for the Lady Eagles.
We're a competitor like Walden. This is your chance right here. This is where you want to shine. It's a great throw by Helen Garrison down to first. Made that a close play.
Yeah, Vega just happy to dive back in head first. Just barely got there. Garrison's got that snap throw that she can make. Tougher with that left-handed batter there, but she's able to work it around her. 1-0 pitch. That one just misses for ball 2. You see Garrison try to help that out a little bit, pulling the mitt back in over the plate. Two and oh now to Braylon Walker. 2-0 pitch. This one fouled off. Fouled off the pole there right next to the Clay County dugout to take the count 2-1.
A little different tone, right? Wasn't it, Craig?
It was. I
hadn't heard that one before.
No. Didn't catch any of the net, just straight into the metal pole. Two-one pitch from Walden. Check swing. She went. It's 2-2. Baylor trying to battle back here. After falling behind 2-0, she's even the count at 2-2.
Yeah, Walker staying in the game after leaving the circle for Westmoreland because she's a good all-around player just like Walden.
2-2 pitch. This one popped in the air and foul ground. She just kind of one of those excuse me swings to stay alive and just taps that one out and she'll have another swing at it.
2 outs left for the Lady Eagles. They trail by 3, Craig. It's crunch time.
It is. This is the Time to just knuckle down here for Baylor Walden. 2-2 delivery. Just misses for ball three. Takes the count full again at 3-2. Vega over at first base. But you're worried about the player at the plate right now. You just want outs. Three-two pitch. That one misses for ball four. So back-to-back walks puts runners at first and second now for Amaya Caldwell. Got a force at any base right now. Caldwell's had a pretty good day. First pitch to Caldwell. That one misses for ball one. So 1-0 to Amaya Caldwell. She struck out back in the first inning, then singled, was stranded at third base, then walked and was stranded at second base. 1-0 pitch from Walden. This one bunted foul down the left side to even the count at 1-1.
And you've seen Westmoreland here in the top of the seventh inning kind of go back into their bag of tricks. This is how they got that one-run lead, Craig, just kind of dinking and dunking, getting base runners here with one out, the two walks. You know, they've done well in the batter's box the last two at-bats, and they're in business, tying run at the plate.
1-1 pitch. This one bunted down the third base side. That's out of play. Takes the count to 1-2. If you hit one like that, you've got a chance of a double play. If Annalise Daly can come up with that, step on the bag. Little slow roller back up the middle. He only plays at first. There's no play. Amaya Caldwell showing the wheels again as that little slow roller to short. Birdwell came up with it cleanly, but there was just no play and just smart on Birdwell's part to hold that one and not throw the ball away, and that will load the bases with the infield hit by Amaya Caldwell for Gigi Hale.
Yeah, I agree with you. The freshman Burwell with a great play there. She played it really well, but it pulled her in towards the circle there. The only play she had was at first, and she didn't have a chance with the speed of Caldwell.
No, it's a lot like Reagan Cherry. Once it's on the ground, and if it's a slow rower, they're not going to get the throw. 1-0 pitch, swinging strike there for strike one to even the count at 1-1. And look who's on deck.
Yes, sir.
Miley Johnson standing down there for Westmoreland. 1-1 pitch. That one misses for ball two. Gets away from Garrison, but not far enough for the runners to advance, and the count goes 2-1.
Of course, Walden finally kind of solved the Johnson puzzle. Struck her out the last time up, but two big hits for the Lady Eagles already.
2-1 pitch. Swinging strike there for strike two to even the count at 2-2.
Walden, a little extra mustard here in this at-bat, looks like.
Yeah, she's a little fired up with the bases loaded. 2-2 pitch. This one hit the right field. That's in the gap. That's going to be down for a base hit. One run will come in to score. A second run will come in to score. Thompson with the relay to Walker. She'll bring it home. Walden will cut it off. They've got a runner caught between second and third, but there's really nothing they can do with that runner standing on third. They'll throw over to third, but safely there's Caldwell. That's a two-run double by Gigi Hale to cut the lead to one at 4-3.
Just a great piece of hitting by Hale at that point. Took it where she needed to. Good base running by the Lady Eagles, and they're within one run with one out here in the top of the seventh. And, again, you got Johnson coming to the plate with two runners in scoring position this time.
Do you put her on? I think that with the one-run lead, that's always got to be a consideration.
Yeah, we're going to see a little conference here by catcher Halen Garrison coming out to talk to her pitcher, the infield coming in, kind of surrounding her there. And I think she took her shoe off. She may have had a rock in it.
Yeah, they're doing something out there, Baylor Walden is. She did take her shoe off.
Big moment here. Westmoreland rallying, one out, top of the seventh inning. one-run ball game again, Craig.
Yeah, the umpire, home plate umpire, is going out to check and make sure that Walden's all right. He's going to break up that little meeting. Yeah, he's going to just put her on. I think that's a smart play. You got to just put her on right here.
Yeah.
And not give her a chance to give Westmoreland the lead.
Yeah, Coach Daly going to come out and meet with his team here after making that call for Johnson to give Walden a little more time as she still battles the cleat out there, Craig.
Well, he has to come out because the umpire said that it's time to break it up. But now, oh, if the coach goes out there, that can extend it a little bit. And they're having to...
Well, they surely can see it's an equipment issue.
Yeah. And I'm not really sure what happened. Like you, there must have been something got inside the shoe, and they're having to untie it to be able to put it back on. Yeah, she's telling him there's...
Yeah, the timing of things. Can it happen in a worse moment?
No, it could not.
Yeah. Clay County, again, was up 4-1, headed into the top of the seventh inning. Walden started out the inning with a strikeout, Craig, then walked two straight, an infield single, loaded the bases, and then Hale with a two RBI double to make it a one-run game, and that just happened.
Yeah, that was a good hit, too, by Gigi Hale. She just took it and went with the pitch and just in the gap in right center field, and they have rallied their way back to cut it to one.
Still just one out.
Great. Yeah, still just one out.
With two runners in scoring position, we're fixing to have the bases loaded again if Homer Daly gets his way, and he does, as Johnson takes first.
Yeah, that's just respect there by Coach Homer Daly. You gotta play the odds. You got to take your chances with the odds, and they'll put Miley Johnson on first base to bring up Ellery Perdue, who is 0-for-2 on the day with a walk. She has two strikeouts for Westmoreland as the day turns into night with the sun setting here in Salina. So Walden trying to hold on, get the complete game win, and a swinging strike there for strike one to Perdue.
And again, these are the situations that Baylor Walden is made for. She yielded a couple of runs there to make it closer than she wants it. But here she comes, Craig.
Strike two there as Perdue can't make contact with that fastball. This one hit foul down the right side and out of play. Count stays 0-2.
Good job by Perdue fighting that one off, Craig, and getting another chance here.
Yeah, battling with Walden right now is Ellery Perdue. She plays second base. The 0-2 pitch, little change up, doesn't get there, and it's 1-2 now to Perdue.
Good job by Garrison getting that one stopped, and then kind of threatening it a little bit, making the throw down to third to try to keep that runner as close as he could.
Walden steps back in. 1-2 pitch, swinging strike, strike three, strikeout number 16 on the night for Baylor Walden, out number 2 in the inning. And now Ayla Perdue trying to keep this going for Westmoreland, Walden trying to shut it down for Clay County.
We knew it was going to be a good one, Craig, but we didn't know exactly if it'd be this kind of high drama. It was the last time at Westmoreland. It's a one-run ball game again. Clay County leads by 1-4-3. One out remaining here for Baylor Walden, like you said, to get the complete game win. But bases loaded for the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, pinch runner coming in to run for Miley Johnson as number 92, Janiah Gleaves, will be the base runner for the Lady Eagles. As Ayla Perdue steps in and fouls that one back and out of play.
You hear the first base coach for Westmoreland saying, good start, making contact on the first pitch from Walden. That's all he wants. He just wants one in play here, Craig, with the bases loaded.
Yeah, just anything to make Clay County have to play the ball. 0-1 pitch, that changeup misses inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Another nice stop by Halen Garrison, not to let that one get to the backstop.
Garrison looks at the wristband to get the pitch sign. 4-3, the Clay County lead is one. We're in the top of the seventh. Bases loaded. Two outs. Walden, fastball, catches the numbers for strike two. It's 1-2, and Baylor, a little extra on that one.
Yeah, and I expect even more right here, Craig. As I don't see she does anything else but challenge Purdue here.
Baylor steps back in. 1-2 delivery. Swinging strike for strike three. Walden popped up. Strikeout number 17. And the Lady Bulldogs get the win. She strikes out the side. They score a couple of runs to cut it to one. But Walden with 17 strikeouts on the night. And Clay County wins it by a final score of 4-3. The postgame show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County, big winners tonight by a score of 4-3 over Westmoreland. They improved to 14. What was the final, wasn't it, Craig?
4-3.
Yeah. That's right. They improved to 14-8 on the season. Westmoreland drops to 15-9. So two really evenly matched teams here tonight. And what a game it was. A great duel between the pitchers. And it came down to the seventh inning. We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Craig, you said it best to start. You thought it was going to be a pitcher's duel, and that's what it was.
I didn't expect 17 strikeouts, though.
No.
That's big time. That's headlines right there for Baylor Walden. And if I'm not mistaken, is that score not just flipped from over there?
It is.
4-3 in Westmoreland the other way. So
4-3 in Lady Eagle favor. Just about a little over a week ago, and then 4-3 Clay County favor here in Salina tonight. And you kind of mentioned it there, the story of these two pitchers. What's Walker's name? I'm sorry.
Braylon
Walker from Westmoreland. Just pitched a great game throughout this one. Had the Clay County hitters kind of off balance. Baylor Walden just dealing the fastball. Kept the Westmoreland bats at bay, too. But it was just a great game. It was a one-run game, 1-0, basically throughout.
Then the pitching change.
You know,
if Coach Creasy, if she looks back and thinks, maybe if I didn't do that, we might have been all right. But she felt that she needed to make that change. She did. They brought in Laney Parkhurst, and Clay County just went to work. And they just they had already gotten the one out with Jenna Thompson in the bottom of the sixth, but then a walk, then a single, then an error, then another double, and then a single, and it was just the floodgates opened. The Clay County put up four in the bottom of the sixth and just held on there in the seventh, and just, again, that pitching change, when they changed it up, that kind of woke the bats up for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, I totally agree, and you're right. You can go down the list there, too, but the Annalise Daly walk is what got the pitching change. Left Daly on the bases, and you had Halen Garrison with an infield single. It had runners at first and second, I think. And then Lila Burwell laying down the bunt and putting the pressure on the third baseman. The high throw let both Daly and Garrison score to make it 2-1. And then Riley Baxter came up at a sacrifice fly to score. I can't remember who she scored, but to score Burwell to make it 3-1. And then Wicks ripped a double And Cherry had an infield single for an RBI to score Wicks to make it 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth, and that was pretty much the ball game.
That's a deep hit by Emma Wicks, too. She took it, like we said, it's right at the sign out there, so it had to be 190 feet in the air, and she just crushed it. She fouled off a couple before that, kind of getting the timing down, and when she did, she was 10 feet away from a home run, and just that was a great hit.
Yeah, and that came with two outs. So yeah. You're thinking, okay, we're already up 3-1. What's one more mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means a victory. As you saw Westmoreland rally with one out. Baylor Walter walked two to put them on the bases. Then an infield single with bases loaded, loaded the bases. And then G.G. Hale with a two RBI double to make it 4-3. And then here come Baylor Walden. Finished it off. 17 strikeouts in this game, and she finished it off with back-to-back, two in a row. Close it out.
Yeah, and it was two in a row to close it out. And you look at that, that's just effort right there by Baylor Walden. She just took the challenge on, and Doug Strong talks about it all the time. Things happen when you need them to happen sometimes. They get those two runs. They move runners to second and third just when Miley Johnson is coming up. You know, if first
that's
base
right.
is not open,
that's true.
They might not be able to put her on there. So I might have given up a run if it's not, it wouldn't have tied it up. But first base became open. You get to put Miley Johnson on, and then everything just works out for you. So sometimes, like Doug says, it happens at the right time, happened at the right time there, and then Baylor Walden just took over.
You're exactly right. I didn't think about that. Without the base open, what would have happened?
Yeah.
Johnson coming to the plate and not able to walk her, as Coach Homer Daly making a great decision, putting Johnson on, and then Baylor Walden just mowing down the last two batters.
Yeah, she got fired up. I like the emotion, too. Baylor has fun, and I like players that have fun. And I kind of joking with her going out from the baseball game last night, said, we've had a home run over here. It's time to do one over here. She said, I'll do my best. We didn't get a home run tonight, but we got a show. 17 strikeouts, just controlling the pace of a Westmoreland team that's really good. Then they can hit the ball, and she just didn't let them do it. And that was just that's just impressive.
It is. We'll talk about her more in just a second. That was the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPoundsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Craig kind of alluded to it. Tonight's TDS top performer. Tonight, there's no other way to go. A lot of good performances. We talked about the Emma Wicks double, the kind of the insurance run that got the win. Haylen Garrison had a good night, I thought, behind the plate. Had two hits in this one, Craig. But you've seen a lot of softball, a lot more than me, and called it over your 40-year career. How many times have you seen 17 Ks in one game?
It doesn't happen often. I remember Plumlee, last year she had 19, I think
right.
It was. That was the most I'd ever seen that I could remember. And you just don't see that many. I mean, that's just outstanding, and just power from Baylor Walden. And when they got her out there, and at the end they're working with her shoe, you wonder what she was going through.
Sure.
You know, if you're walking down the street, you know, and you get a rock in your shoe, you can't do anything. You know, every step is just, everything's awkward. So if you're trying to pitch to a good hitting team and you got a rock in your shoe, it's just that's going to make everything tough. They got that taken care of, and then everything took care of itself. So you wonder if this would have been this close if that hadn't happened, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, to me, Baylor Walden, just the ultimate competitor. You can see it in her body language when she gets locked in out there in the circle. And she's just a pleasure to watch. And that's what fires me up about athletes, you know, the ones that they just have it in their blood. They can't hide it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that she's emotional out there. She's reined in. She knows what she's doing. But just that swagger,
yeah.
I think,
yeah.
of Baylor Walden. And when the times get tough, that's when she performs at her peak. And she did it. Bases loaded, needed two outs in a one-run ball game, and she just went and got them.
Yeah. And that's this whole team. They just have that swagger. They have a confidence about them that you just feel like they're going to do something big. And that's just what you come away when you leave these games with, that feeling. And I think they've got a good chance to do something big. You know, you talk about Joe. I know Gordonsville is going to be tough to get, but you never know. Baylor Walden pitches like this, they can get anybody. And Joe Burns, I don't know much about him, but I think that they get to the region. I know it's a long way to get to that point, but I think that they've got a real chance. I know they've got most everybody back, but still, this team playing pretty good. This is a different Clay County team than played Joe Burns last year. They got so many freshmen that weren't here last year. That just they've got a little battle in them. They got that dog in them, and that's when good things happen.
No doubt about it. And one player that had that dog in him tonight was Baylor Walden, tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We hope to get to do two more games next week. We won't know. We're planning on hopefully calling a baseball game versus Jackson County Monday night here at Bulldog Field, followed by another Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball matchup on Tuesday night versus Cookeville. But we know how it is, Craig, with weather and things going on. These non-conference late-season matchups sometimes don't happen.
Yeah, especially when it's this late, when you're getting ready for postseason, and you got to think about pitching if you're a coach and all this kind of stuff with the tournaments coming up later on that week. So, yeah, I think the softball game's pretty much a lock. I think it's going to happen, you would think. But the baseball, you never know, because that's where the pitch count becomes a factor. So Coach Brown still wants to play it. You know, they're still trying to see if they're going to be able to play it. Jackson County may have to reschedule some things, so you never know. But hopefully they'll get in. Hopefully we'll get two in next week.
Yeah,
and hopefully they'll get to host the opener round of the district tournament that they're talking about. They'll meet on that tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. So both teams will be playing in the district tournament next week. We know the Bulldogs will be playing on Thursday in Gordonsville at 4:30 versus Pickett County, their first district game. Softball's still up in the air. Clay County's going to be the number two seed. They're probably going to be starting that semifinal round versus either Ribblin Springs or Clark Range. We don't know who yet. The district meeting is tomorrow morning, I think.
Yeah,
is
9 o'clock.
What they said at 9 o'clock. So they could vote maybe to have that first round here, hosted by the second seed, the 2-3 game. And that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
We'd like to call that one, too.
Yes, we would. Hopefully it'll work out where we can call some more as the season goes along. But this is fun. They're just playing some good softball. The baseball team playing some good baseball. And everything's kind of clicking at the right time. Boy, you look at the baseball side of it, that Pickett County-Clay County game, the rubber match, there are, three runs that separate them?
Yep.
I know that Clay County's won the first two, but it's that third one, that's going to be intense. I heard today on the radio, Coach Jamie Cravens, this is his last year. He's retiring.
Okay.
That's what they announced on the radio this morning.
He's not old enough to do that.
No, he's been there 9 years, he said, but he just said he's ready to move on. I hate to see him go. I think the world of Coach Cravens. He's played when I call games over at Livingston, and he does a good job with them. But you think that might help a little bit, just playing for him going out.
Yeah,
so that's
it's going to be a great game.
It is. It is.
It's going to be a really good game. Clay County, Pickett County to start the district tournament next week. We don't really know about the Lady Dogs who their opponent will be, but if you'll follow the Del Hollow Horizon Facebook page, we'll keep you updated there. Of course, also in the newspaper. We hope to be here Monday and Tuesday night. One more time. Also want to mention, of course, we were out a part of our all-star team here for the last two nights, and that's Mr. Doug Strong. We miss him here on the broadcast. He's dealing and mourning the loss of his mother this week, and we hope to have him back soon and call a few more games with him, don't we, Craig?
Yes, we do. And our best wishes go out to Doug, and again, we know it's such a tough time to go through that, and the only thing that will help is time, and our best wishes to him and his entire family.
No doubt. Again, Clay County, big winners here tonight. 4-3 over Class 2A Westmoreland. And for Craig Cantrell, I'll sign off of that. I'm Thomas Weaver. We wish y'all a good night.